Okay, we're picking up where we last left off in Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, about five lines from where the thin lines end. The Gemara was discussing how there's a drasha that Boaz gave Rus six seorim, six barleys, barley kernels, and it's interpreted that there will be six individuals who will have, each of whom will have six special qualities. We already studied two of them, Mashiach and David. And now we're going to discuss the next four, who all have the same six qualities. So they are Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. These four individuals who were living in Bavel after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. So how do we know they have six qualities? Because the Pasuk in Daniel writes about them, Asher ein bahem kol mum. They don't have any blemish. Vetuve mare, they look good. They're good looking. And u maskilim bechol chachma v'yodea das u'mevinim mada. They understand all different types of wisdom. They understand knowledge. The other types of understanding of knowledge. V'asher koach bahem lamod behechal amel chalabim sefer u'lishon kastim. They have the power. They have the strength to stand in the temple of the king, and as well to learn, save the, I guess, the scrolls, the books, and the language of the costume of the Babylonians. So, Maya Shein Bohem Komo, what does it mean they didn't have any blemish? What does it mean they're unblemished? So, Amarabi Chama, Barabi Chanina, Filo Karivda de Kuslisa, Lohavuhu. They don't even have any scratch. Any incision, scratch, cut from bloodletting, because they didn't. In those days, if you were weak, you strengthen yourself through the practice of bloodletting. But they didn't have any bloodletting because they were never weak. They didn't have any mum. They didn't have any blemish. Gemara continues. What does it mean they had the strength to stand in the temple of the king or the palace of the king? Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina says, "Malamed shahayu onsi matzatzmam." They would force themselves to be careful from mina schok, mina sicha, mina shenem, amida latzum mishal shenitzurach lin kaveihem mibnei emas hamelach. They would force themselves to be careful that they wouldn't engage in laughter or idle chatter or sleep, and even when they have to go to the bathroom, hold themselves in, and because of the fear of the king. And the Gemara then goes on to discuss whether they're from Shevet Yehuda or not. So it says in Daniel, Sefer Daniel, Vahi Bahem, Mibnei Yehuda, Daniel, Hanan, Mishael, Azariah. And it was among these, so who are these people? This is in Sefer Daniel. It says that the king said to Ashpenaz, the head of the Sarisim, the head of the officers, to bring from the Bnei Yisrael these young boys, Yeladim, who had these qualities. And the Pasuk says that among these Yeladim that Ashpenaz brought to Nebuchadnezzar to serve by the king, Mibnei Yehuda, from the children of Yehuda, Daniel, Hanan, Mishael, Azariah. So it seems, on Rabbi Elazar, Kula Mibnei Yehudaim. So they must have been all from Shevet Yehuda. That's what it means. And this makes sense, because, after all, Boaz gave the blessing to Rus about six children that are going to come from her, David, Mashiach, and then these four, Daniel, Michal, Mishael, and Azariah. And so Rus married Boaz, who was from Shevet Yehuda. So it makes sense that these individuals were from Shevet Yehuda. However, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani says, Daniel, Bnei Yehuda. No. It's what the Pasuk says, that they were from Bnei Yehuda, means that some of them were. Daniel is from Shevet Yehuda. But Michal, Mishael, and Azariah, Mishael, Shvatim. So he disagrees with this drasha. And he says about this, the six barley, so he doesn't believe the Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah came from Rus and Boaz, that they came from other tribes. Okay. Now the Gemara is now going to darshan the psukim that were said with respect to Daniel, Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah. Pasuk says in Yeshayahu that seemingly a punishment, because what did Chizkiah do? Chizkiah showed all his treasure, his treasury, to the emissaries of the king of Bavel, and that apparently was not appropriate to do, and therefore Yeshayahu was told that as a punishment, that in the future, that basically, Mibonecha Shoyetsu Mimcha Shotolid Yikachu, that from your descendants that come from you, that you will have birth to, they will take. V'hayu Sarisim Behecha Melech Bavel. So, Yeshayahu prophesizes that from the seams, from the children, descendants of Chizkiyahu, will be taken to Bavel, and there will be Sarisim. And the Gemara asks, my Sarisim, what does it mean there will be Sarisim? So, Rav Amar Sarisim Mamish, they were eunuchs, they couldn't have children. And Rav Chanina Amar Shenist Starsa Avodah Zarah B'Yemeihem, that Avodah Zarah was completely uprooted in their days. In other words, people didn't believe that Avodah Zarah, idolatry, had any power anymore. Now, Rav, who says that they became eunuchs, so this would go against, Rashi points out, this would go against the opinion that we saw in the last daf, that there were different opinions as to what Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah did after they were saved from the furnace. So there's an opinion that says they went up to Eretz Yisrael and they married, they had children. So this opinion of Rav would say that it goes against this, as the Rashi says. However, the Mitzpah Eitan says, no, maybe they were healed. They originally were eunuchs, but after they went through the furnace and the miracle, not only were they saved from the furnace, but they were healed and they were able to have children. Now, Rabbi Chanina, who says that the desire for the Avodah Zarah was eliminated in their days by them, so this is it's found in Shir Shirim Rabbah also, this idea that after the nation of the world saw the miracles that Hashem did with Hananiah and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, so they realized the foolishness of idolatry and they stopped bowing down to them. And Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen min Lublin in his Lukutim Amorim Amun Kuf Pei Gimel writes that we see that the Anshkin Sagdola, that what they did, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, they said they got rid of the Yitzhar Hara of Avodah Zarah, the evil inclination of Avodah Zarah, and he connects this to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, that it was uprooted, the desire was uprooted, and that they uprooted it. It's interesting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin also says they davened, they prayed that the Yitzhar Hara should go away. But again, this seems to indicate that it's not necessarily based on the prayer, but the reason why it was eliminated was because people saw it was foolishness, it was silliness, when they saw the miracle that happened to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The Marsha asks, he says, well, why are we explaining Sarisim as a eunuch, or as Nistarsa, Nistrasa, that the Avodah Zarah was uprooted? It's Nistarsa, right? That why don't we say it means, Sarisim means officers in many different contexts. Sarisim refer to officers. Why are we explaining according to this pshat? The simple reason. So the Marsha explains that this is a punishment. Says that there will be a punishment that the descendants of Chizkiyah will be Sarisim for the king of Bavel. So that's why perhaps it means, at least according to one explanation, that it's a punishment. There will be eunuchs. And according to the other explanation is that there will be that they'll do a tikkun, that they will, that they're sort of going to fix the sin of Chizkiyahu by being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, by believing in God and being thrown into the furnace. You know, they'll be subject to a test that to compensate for the sin, for the failure of Chizkiyahu, for what he did, so they're going to show their act of Kiddush Hashem, and that will, undo the failure of Chizkiyahu. So that's why it's not understood according to the simple understanding. If you think about it, then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says that Bishlam Alaman Damar Sheni Starsa Avodah B'Yemeihem, all is well, according to the opinion that says that Avodah Zarah was uprooted in their days. Hayin Yachsiv, this is what it means when it's written, V'chavo Lo Isi Behunda, they didn't have it, they weren't wounded at all. Alamanda Amar Sarisi Maj, you say they were eunuchs. My Bahavalo si Bahon wasn't mean when the Pasuk says they didn't have any wounds. What do you mean? They were eunuchs. So the Gemara says, no, Chabal Nura. What it means is they didn't have any wound from the fire. Avaksi, but the Pasuk says, Reach nur lo adas behu, and says even the aroma, the odor of the fire did not enter into them. Means that there was no wound at all. So why do you need to say? The pasuk already says that they weren't injured from reach nur, nothing from the fire touched them. So why does the pasuk also need to say v'chava lo yisibun? That must refer to. Maybe the fact that they were completely whole. So the Gemara says, no, they could still have been eunuchs. What the pasuk seems to say is lo chaba ala v'lo recha, that they weren't wounded from the fire, and even the smoke didn't come close to them. They didn't have the odor of fire. So the Gemara says, fine. Bishlam alam the Rashi starsa for those being him. Always well, according to the opinion, it says that Avraham Zarah was living in their days. Ha'nechsi, the sort of means when it's written, Kicho Amar Hashem la'sari sima she'yishmu shab sosai. That so as Hashem says to the sari sim that observe my shabbosos. So I understand it's referring to, this means to individuals who uprooted Avodah Zarah. We're praising them, right? Hashem saying the sarisim, that they observe my Shabbos. So that makes sense. Elamandam are sarisim mamish, for they were eunuchs, mishtai krab, ignusat tzadikah. Why would the Navi say, refer to them in a derogatory term? They were Yishmur Shabsosai, they observe my Shabbos. Why would it refer to in Sarisi if it means eunuchs, that's referring to them in a negative term? So the Gemara says, no, hava hava havu baho. They both were eunuchs, and they also had eliminated Avodah Zarah their days. So the Pasuk interprets, so this Pasuk of Sarisim, this Pasuk was first to Sarisim, is a praise for them, that Avodah Zarah was a brood in their days, even though they were also eunuchs. I understand, according to the opinion, it says that they were mamish eunuchs. This one means what the Pasuk says, that Hashem's going to give to them in Hashem's house and in his walls a Yad Vashem, a hand and a name, better than children. What's a Yad Vashem? So Yad Vashem is a, to the Torah Chaim says, Yad is support and Shem is a legacy. If you think about it, what's the purpose? Why do we have children? We have children to provide a Yad, a support for us when we're getting older, we can't support ourselves. The children help us out as we get older. And also a shame, a legacy. Because the goal of a child, when we die, we want to leave a legacy. So how do we best leave our legacy? Through our children. So that makes sense if we're going to say it's Sarisim refers to eunuchs. Elaman Damar, Shani Starsa, Vodazar B'Meim. According to the opinion, it says that if Ozar was eliminating their days, my tov mi bani banos. In what way? It doesn't mean that Hashem's going to give them Yad Vashem better than children. What kind of nechama is this? Why do they need this? They're fit to have children. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, says, "Mi banim shahayu lehem kvar umesu." Even if you hold that they weren't eunuchs, they had children, and those children died. So then, what does it mean? It means that Hashem is going to provide them a lasting legacy. In other words, the idea is very beautifully. The Iyun Yaakov says that either they couldn't have kids, or they didn't have kids because their kids died, but they will save the Jewish people. In other words, what we're saying is that at the end of the day, and mida keneged mida, that the pasuk says, it also works mida keneged mida, that the pasuk says vibatem eshamam, that you will have to destroy the shame, the name of Avodah Zarah. Not only are we have to destroy Avodah Zarah, we have to erase the name of Avodah Zarah. So what happened? What did Chanai Mishael and Azariah do? That they uprooted the shame of Avodah Zarah. That not only did they got people to realize that it was silly. So because they destroyed the shame of Avodah Zarah, so what does Hashem make sure? Shem Olam Etein Lahem. Hashem's going to give them an everlasting name. And according to the opinion that says that they were eunuchs, Hashem said that, you know what? Their name will not be erased and their legacy will continue. Now, the Gemara then continues, and it continues the pasuk, says, my shame alone, my tain lo shay lay kareis. What does it mean? I'll give them a name, an everlasting name that will not be erased, that will not be cut off. Rav Tanchum darish bar kapara b'tzipori. Rav Tanchum says that bar kapara expounded this in tzipori. Zeh sefer Daniel shnikra shmos. This specifically refers to sefer Daniel, because Daniel has his own name. Daniel gets his own book. Now, why does Daniel get his own book? So the Pesach Einayim says that specifically Daniel as opposed to Haran, Mishael, and Azariah, because that Daniel, people worshipped him as a god. And right, we know that in by the Migdal Bavel, so the Torah says when they're building the Tower of Bavel, they said, Venase lanu shame. We will make for ourselves a shame. And Chazal understands this refers to Avodah Zarah. So Daniel thought that Chas v'Shalom, people are making him into a god. So maybe we're going to forget about him. He's not going to leave a legacy. And this is something negative. And Daniel did not want to be referred to as a god by the local Babylonians, but they viewed him as a god. So he thought he would be forgotten. So therefore, Hashem made sure that the Sefer would be named after him to demonstrate that what? He's Naki, that he is cleansed. He's totally innocent from this. This is not his doing. And that's the Shem Olam. And that's the everlasting name that he's going to have. What's the best kind of name you're going to have? If you have a Sefer named after you. Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin explains in Poked Ikarim Osvav that he says that what's the goal? Why do we have children? We have children because the children continue our legacy. Our name is for our legacy, and it's the root of a person's essence. But he said, you know what else is a person's essence? His Torah, his Divrei Torah. So if your Torah continues, then that's also your legacy. So imagine a Sefer Daniel, a Sefer of his Torah. That's Tovi Banim Banos. That's better than children in a sense, because there your name continues. You have your whole Sefer. That's a Shem Olam Etein Lo. That's an everlasting name. Because sometimes someone has children, they have children, maybe they'll forget the parents' legacy. But the Rav Tzadok HaKohen Milublin says, the Ikar HaTolo Shel Tzadikim or Torah Masim Tovim. The main quote-unquote children of tzaddikim are Torah and Masim Tovim. They're the Ikar Hachiyu Shalem. They're the main source of life. Then the Gemara wants to explain, well, what about Nehemiah? Daniel had his own name, but Michti, Kol Milei De Ezra, Nehemiah Ben Chachal Yahu Amrinhu. That all the most of the things that are in Sefer Ezra were actually said by Nehemiah. Ezra was the spiritual leader in the beginning of the Second Temple period. Nehemiah was the political leader who eventually came from Bavel to help deal with some of the issues in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, "V'Nehemiah ben Chachalia, my tamalikrei sifal shmei." Why wasn't the Sefer called by Nehemiah? Why was it only called Ezra? Now we know, if you go to the bookstore and you get this Sfarim of Ksuvim, you're going to see that there's Ezra and Nehemiah. Nehemiah has its own name, but the truth is that wasn't originally the case. Originally, the Sfarim of Ezra and Nehemiah were only called Sefer Ezra. So the Gemara is asking, well, why didn't Nehemiah have his own Sefer? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Mipnei Hechzik Tova La'atzmo, Shenemar Zarchu Li Elokai L'Tova. He says, because Nehemiah thought too good of himself. Because he says, Davin Toshem, remember for me, my God, for the good. And in other words, Hashem, please, can you do good for me because I'm a tzaddik, because of the good things that I did. And but the Gemara says, David Nami, Memor Amar Zachvein Hashem Ritzorama Mecha Pakdei Misho Secha. David also daven to Hashem to remember him. No, but the Gemara says, David Rachmehu Dekabai. No, David just asked for mercy. But he davened not because we deserve it. He didn't say, you know, he said because he's davening for good things because of the mercy of Hashem. So that's why. And the Maharal actually writes, it's Mida Kereged Mida, because the Nehemiah thought of too much of himself. So that's why, because he thought too much of himself, so therefore Hashem said, okay, a Sefer will not be named for you. And then another reason, which is really a similar idea, Rabbi Yosef says, no, Nehemiah wasn't punished because he said, because he daven, he asked Hashem to remember him because of his righteous deeds. For a different reason, they should see Bignusam shall be shown, because he said, spoke negatively about the earlier leaders in Eretz Yisrael at that time. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vapachos ha-rishonim asher lefanai, the governors, the officers before me. Hichbidu ala'am, they were made life difficult for the people. Ve'echu mehem b'lechem v'yayin, achar kesef shkol v'rabayim. They took bread and wine from the people. They took money from the people. He spoke in a disparaging way against the people, the governors or the officers who came before him. And the Gemara says, Af al Daniel shagalu menosi, but he even spoke about Daniel because he came before him. So he spoke negatively about Daniel. So again, that's also Mida Kenegan Mida, right? He thought he was so great, either that Hashem should reward him because he was so great, or that he was better than the earlier generations. So, Mida Kenegan Mida, he was punished in a sense that he didn't have a sefer written, by his name, named after him. The Gemara says, Manolan de Gadol, and the Gemara says that Afal Daniel should go to Menu Siper. He spoke disparagingly against Daniel, even though Daniel was greater than him. Manolan de Gadol, how do you know that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah Dechsib? Because the pasuk says, "V'isi ani Daniel levadi." Daniel says that I myself saw es hamara, a vision. V'anashim asher imi lo ra'u es hamara, aval charadug dolo nefla aleihem v'yivchu be'echave. But the people who were with me, they didn't see the vision, but they became afraid, and they fled in hiding. The Gemara says, "V'anashim asher you imi lo ra'u es hamara." So the pasuk says, the people with me, they didn't see the vision. Who were they? Who were these people? These people were Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi. So the Daniel saw the visions, but they didn't see the visions, but they were afraid. So the Gemara says, Inu Adif Minei, V'ihu Adif Minayu. So Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi were better than Daniel in one sense, and Daniel was better than Chagai Zechariah Malachi in another sense. Inu Adifu Minei, they were better than him, the Inhu Nevi'e, V'ihu Lodavi, they were prophets, and Daniel was not a prophet. V'ihu Adif Minayo, but he was better than them, the Yuchaza V'inhu Lochaza, he saw, he had a vision, they didn't have a vision. So the question is, was Daniel a Navi? It seems to Mar Gemara that he was not a Navi, but he just saw visions. So the Marsha writes that Daniel was not a Navi. And the visions that he saw were with Ruach HaKodesh, Divine Spirit, but it doesn't make him a Navi. That's in fact why Sefer Daniel is in Ksuvim, and it's not in Nevi'im. It's not Nevi'im Rishonim, Nevi'im Achronim. It's in Ksuvim, which means he's not a Navi. They were written with Ruach HaKodesh, the Divine Inspiration, but not a Navi. However, the Marsha quotes Rashi in Megillah that said that in what way was Daniel not a Navi? He saw a vision. Maybe he was a Navi, but what's a Navi? A Navi is someone who hears something or sees a vision and they transmit that vision to Klal Yisrael. They're messengers, they're intermediaries between God and the people. They send messages to the people. So the reason why Daniel was not a Navi, quote-unquote Navi, according to Rashi and Megillah, is not because he only saw vision, but he didn't hear something. It's because he was not sent to Klal Yisrael with any prophecy. He saw visions, but he was not never commanded to share them with Klal Yisrael. That's why he was not a Navi. So that a Navi is someone who is nishtaleach b'shum nevuah. That's why. Or again, he was, and as a coin of Rashi Megillah, he was a Navi in some sense that he saw these visions, but he was never sent to Klal Yisrael. The Ramban says in beginning of Parshas Vayera clearly says that just because you see a vision or you see an angel, that doesn't make you a Navi. That's something different. And he says that very clearly. And he actually quotes the story of, he actually quotes this our Gemara saying that Daniel was not a Navi. And the Rashba also says that Daniel was not a Navi, but he simply received Ruach HaKodesh. And the difference between Daniel and Chareish Mishael Azariah, they were prophets. They received revelations. But not, they didn't necessarily
intuit. They weren't necessarily, they didn't have this chachma, this wisdom. But Daniel did have this chachma. Daniel did have this wisdom. He had this ruach hakodesh, which gave him a tremendous amount of wisdom, and he was almost even able to interpret the end, the ketz, the end of days, but Hashem withheld it from him. And so the Gemara finishes off by saying, well, since Haggai Zechariah Malachi did not see the vision, why were they afraid? So the Gemara says, even though they didn't see anything, their mazel saw it. There's some spiritual officer that's associated with them, and they did see it. And our Ravina says, Shemamina, we hear from this, we can learn from this. This one who, someone who's afraid, if you don't see anything, but if you're afraid, but you don't see anything, so why are you afraid? So you might say it's something psychological. Kamara says, Mazalai chazi. No, your mazel saw it. Umay takante. What can you do? How do you fix it? So linchok miduchte arba gamite. Jump from that place where you're sitting four amos, if you're afraid of something, but you don't know what it is. Inami, or maybe likrei kriyat shema, you should recite kriyat shema. V'koy b'mokom tinofet, so you're standing in a dirty place, and you can't recite kriyat shema, lebe hachi, you say quietly. Or sorry, you should say this incantation. Iza debe tabacha shemita minai. The goat that's found in the butcher is fatter than me. It means, leave me alone, go somewhere else. So go somewhere else. So I think the point of this Gemara is the following. If you think about this, Daniel was a saris. Right? He was someone who may have been a eunuch. He may have been someone who was low status, but he was humble. And therefore, the Sefer was named after him. Nehemiah was a leader, but he attached too much to himself. And therefore, there was no Sefer named after him. So humility is the key to honor. If you're seeking honor, you'll be humbled. If you try to be humble, then you'll be honored. That's the message, I think, one of the key messages of this Gemara.